time, we'll start with our committee reports, and I'll start with the Land Use Committee with the Chair, Alderman Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President. I presume you can all hear me. The Land Use Committee report begins on page 45, and the first item to report out is 20-14, Alderman Albright, Crosley, Laredo, and Schwartz requesting a discussion between the Land Use Committee and the Economic Development Commission regarding permitting processes and impacts upon small business attraction. No action necessary, 7-0. And then docket item 367-13, Saucony Motors, 75 Adams Street. That was approved, 7-0. Our net report continues on page 46. We go to the first one, which we acted upon, which is 42-14. Heather and Alan Sussman petition for a special permit site plan approval to increase the floor area ratio from 0.28 to 0.43, where 0.39 is allowed at 58 Ferncroft Road. We held a hearing that was approved, 8-0. I'm going to skip the next item for a moment. Alderman Schwartz is going to present that. We also approved 387-13, Sonoma Classics LLC, 1215 Chestnut Street, 145 Wells Ave. That was approved, 8-0. Those are the only action items. Alderman Schwartz is going to present one other and then make some requests for scheduling public hearings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'll recognize the Vice Chair of Land Use, Alderman Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Continuing the report on item 139-12, Friends 2, Bank of America, N.A., Dana J. Katz, Trustee, D.K. Realty Trust, petition to amend a special permit 139-12 granted on August 13, 2012, for a freestanding sign and a second principal sign and to waive dimensional lights, to add an additional tenant and, if necessary, relief for a second principal sign if the existing wall sign is deemed to be a principal sign at 176 Boylston Street, Ward 7 in Chestnut Hill. That was, there was a hearing, it was closed, and that was approved 7-0, Laredo recused. At this time, Mr. President, I ask to assign public hearings.
Please go ahead.
Moving to page 50, public hearings to be signed for April 8, 2014. Item 6714, Auction Direct Pre-Owned Incorporated, doing business as Old Time Garage. Petition for a special permit site plan approval for an extension and change of a non-conforming use for an automobile service and ancillary automobile sales at 1545 Washington Street, Ward 4 in West Newton, in a district zone multi-residence 1. Item 6814, Christopher Lovett, petition for a special permit site plan approval to construct a 687 square foot addition to the basement, first and second floors of an existing single family dwelling, which will increase the floor area ratio from 0.37 to 0.45, where 0.38 is allowed, at 63 Kenwood Avenue in Ward 6 in single residence 2 district. Then 6914, Joshua Gann, petition for a special permit site plan approval to construct a retaining wall of more than 4 feet in the rear setback to create a usable backyard at 79 Shorncliffe Road, Ward 7, in a district zoned as single residence 1. And finally, item 70-14 on page 51, John J. Roach, Incorporated, Robert J. Marinick, Family Trust of 1996, petition for a special permit site plan approval to extend a non-conforming use to add a new prefabricated spray booth adjacent to an existing auto body shop and for related waivers from dimensional parking requirements, landscaping and lighting requirements at 740 Beacon Street and 0 Union Street on in a district zoned business 2.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Before I recognize the Chair of the Zoning and Planning Committee, I would just like to ask our clerk, David Olson, to just say a word or two about, we do have a special guest inside the rail that I forgot to suspend the rules for, but nonetheless, I'll turn it over to the clerk just so he can mention who the gentleman is that's sitting with us.
This evening, I've got an intern with me who's here for the week. He's a Newton High School student, Michael McCabe from Ward 7, and he's here to observe this evening and will be working in the office throughout the week.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for helping out. Probably get more done this week now that you're here. All right. Hey, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, he's going to sort out all the email stuff while he's here this week. But dang, welcome. Thank you. Looking forward to working with you. Sorry about that. So next, I'll recognize the Chair of the Zoning and Planning Committee, Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, and happy St. Patrick's Day to all. So the Zoning and Planning Committee report begins on page 47. Docket item 296-13, Alderman Danberg, proposing amendment to section 30-24F, exclusionary zoning by reorganizing, clarifying provisions regarding purchaser and renter income limits and sale and rental price limits. Hearing was opened on February 24th and was closed on the date of our meeting, which is March 10th. And this was approved 6 in favor, none opposed, and no abstentions. Docket item 294-13, Alderman Danberg proposing amendment to section 30-24F, inclusionary zoning, to clarify the limitation on use of public funds in constructing inclusionary units and to expand on where the use of public funds for inclusionary units will be allowed. The hearing was closed on the 24th of February, opened on the 24th of February and closed on March 10th. And this was approved 4 in favor, none opposed, and 2 abstentions, Alderman Sangiolo and Hess Mahan. All other items were held in the report. That ends the report, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee. The report will be given by the President Emeritus, Alderman Baker.
Mr. President, I am pleased to report that there is no report. All items were held.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Happy St. Patrick's Day. There's no report.
Thank you, sir. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 49 with several items, reappointing folks to the Designer Selection Committee. We have item number 63-14, President Lennon recommending Lawrence Bauer, 42 Elliott Memorial Road, to be reappointed as the Aldermanic appointee. Item number 64-14, President Lennon recommending Howard Goldberg, 27 Theodore Road, Newton Center, to be reappointed as an aldermanic appointee. And item number 65-14, President Lennon recommending Joseph Michelson, 94 Park Avenue in Newton, to be reappointed as an aldermanic appointee, all to the Designer Selection Committee. The next item was held, and then in our docket addendum, we have 2 items that were late filed. So I need a suspension of the rules.
The Chair has requested a suspension of the rules to allow a few late filed docket items. The motion is made. Second, all in favor of suspending the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Item number 106-14, this is on page 56, which is the addendum. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer and appropriate the sum of $2,700,000 from the city's Water Operating Reserve Fund to fund the water system improvements for calendar year 2014. And then item number 107-14, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the following funds into a capital account to purchase and install LED streetlights throughout the city. The capital stabilization bonded capital projects, an amount of $887,346. Also from capital stabilization, but from energy conservation projects, an amount of $208,890. And from the capital stabilization unrestricted capital purposes, $7,817. And from receipts reserved for appropriation sale of municipal assets, $46,684. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Both of those items, 106-14 and 107-14, will refer to both PF and Finance. Great. Thank you. Next, I have the Finance Committee, chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report, but I would ask for a suspension of the rules in order to refer three late file items.
The chairman has made a motion to suspend the rules to accept three late file docket items. There's been a second. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
The first one is 105-14, is honor the mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $100,000 from budget reserve for the purpose of covering the cost incurred as a result of the February 2014 bond sale. The other two items are 106-14 and 107-14, which were jointly referred to public facilities and finance, and both items were read into the record by Alderman Crossley. And I'd ask that those be referred to finance as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we do not have any report on real property reuse. I believe they have a joint public hearing on Tuesday, March the 25th. Sorry, Alderman has my hand right. Tuesday, March the 25th. Do you want to just alert folks? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Yes, there is a public hearing on the petition for, well, petition for a public hearing on the rezoning and the declaration of surplus for the Austin Street parking lot that will be on March 25th, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. It's going to start in the chamber.
Thank you.
It's going to be in the chamber.
Thank you very much. Okay. Is there any other business before the board on first call? At this time, I will recognize the chair of the Zoning and Planning Committee, Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you mentioned, there has been a request, which I support, which is to recommit this item to the Zoning and Planning Committee, and we would have to have a rehearing on this item. One of the reasons why I am requesting that personally is we went through a great deal of discussion at our last board meeting around when to take this item up. And unfortunately, I will not be here on April 7th. I've been called to an off-site meeting on the 7th and 8th, so I will not be here. And as you know, Alderman Danberg has recused herself from this item, so no member of the leadership of the Zoning and Planning Committee will be here on the 7th. So therefore, I am requesting that we amend that motion to, rather than postpone the date to April 7th, that we recommit it to Zoning and Planning.
Okay, so as colleagues are aware, we made a motion at our last meeting on item 404-13 to postpone this to a date certain of April the 7th. As you are also aware, this item is not formally before us this evening. So in order to take up this particular motion that the Chair of Zoning and Planning has made, she has made a motion to amend something that has previously been adopted. And this is for an examination of Robert's rules and the open meeting law requirement that the clerk had looked into for us. So because the item is not before us this evening, this requires 16 votes of the board in order to amend the action of postponement from a date certain to recommit this back to committee. Okay? So that motion to amend something previously adopted, that motion is now before the board. Is there any discussion on that? Alderman Hesmahan, then Alderman Crossley.
Thank you. This is more of a point of order. I mean, as I understand it, we have a deadline within which to act, and if this is going back, I'm not quite sure what posture goes back in. Are we rehearing the same item? We're rehearing the same item.
The way it's been explained is that they are now aware that the item will have to be re-advertised, and the item will have to have another public hearing. It's basically by recommitting it. We were pressing up against the 90-day period, I think, in the process is essentially going to start over.
Okay.
Alderman Crossley.
That was my question as well.
Okay. Yes, I believe the petitioners have been made aware, but the chair and the vice chair are aware that that is the process that now has to be followed. Okay, this requires 16 votes. This is on that motion to refer this. Can we try this on a voice vote, or do we want a voice vote? All those in favor of the motion to amend something previously adopted to send item 404-13 back to the committee will say aye. Aye. Opposed? No. Okay? The ayes have it. The item has been referred back to zoning and planning. Or will be once we go through first call. Okay? Is there any other business before the board this evening on first call? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on our reports docket and on our referral docket.
Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye, with the exception of 367-13, we ask to be recused.
Alderman Cody.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lapton.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye, with the exception of 139-442, which I ask you to.
Alderman Leary.
Aye.
Alderman Lipoff.
Aye.
Alderman Norton.
Aye.
Alderman Rice. Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent on all items except item 367-13 and 139-12 parens 2, where the vote is 20 yeas, 3 absent, and 1 recused.
Okay, all items on first call carry and our referral docket has been referred. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Seeing none, I will recognize Alderman Kalis. It's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:12 p.m.